SBS Radio.
Whatamoorlie, you're listening to NITV Radio, and I'm Kerry Lee Harding. And coming up for you now, a yarn with Wiradjuri man Nathan Lyons. He's a TikTok sensation, and he's got a new cookbook out called Cooking with Akuri. Here he is in conversation with Bryder Nichols.
So, hey, I'm Nathan Lyons. I'm better known as Cooking with Akuri.
Congratulations on the launch of your first book, a cookbook called Cooking with Akuri, budget-friendly recipes from TikTok star Nathan Lyons. How does it feel launching a cookbook less than a year after starting out on TikTok?
Very surreal. When I started the whole TikTok thing, it was just for a bit of a laugh, and here we are nearly 6 months later, I've got a cookbook that's just been released. So it's really mind-blowing. Especially coming from a guy who barely passed English in high school to being a published author is kind of surreal, really.
What was the inspiration behind starting the TikTok account, Cooking with Akuri?
It was basically, I wanted to teach my kids more of the traditional modern Indigenous meals, so like the bully beef, the curry sausages, and all that sort of stuff that we had growing up. And I noticed that there was a lack of that in our community online, so I threw up the first video of bully beef online, and it kind of took off from there.
So you regularly feed your family of 8 meals on a budget, and showcasing these recipes gained you over 128,000 followers. What does your family think of this sudden success?
Yeah, they're all behind it. The kids love it because they get all these wonderful and random meals. So, the support has been really, really, really important, I think, from them.
How important is cooking together as a family, teaching youngins how to cook and sharing those experiences together?
In today's age, I think it's very important. The young kids are always on the iPads or on the phones or the computers. A lot of those basic skills have been lost. So to be able to hand those down to my children is fairly important. That's basically life skills, and the life skills that I don't teach in schools no more.
Yeah, so how did you get passionate about food? Did that start when you were a kid?
Yeah, no, I definitely did. My mum, my aunties, my uncles, my dad, they all showed me how to cook. So I developed a taste for food and did different cuisines, and I got used to learning how to make those at home. So rather than going down to the restaurant and buying, I could make it at home for half the price and more of it.
You famously started the Mad Feeds hashtag, and your cooking has been described as Indigenous Australian soul food. What are some of your favourite recipes that readers can find in the cookbook?
I love my curry, so there's a lot of curry recipes in the book. There's bully beef in there, there's damper. I do love my New Zealand fry bread, so that's in there as well. So, there's a lot of, the feel-good foods that are in there. I think that's important.
Where does your sense of humour come from? I notice when you do these cooking videos, you're often cracking jokes about rugby and stuff.
With COVID going on, a lot of people are struggling mentally. So I try to throw the cheeky one-liners in there, I'll stir up the rugby league fans, like just run down the Broncos because they're doing so poorly. It's a talking point for starters, but it's just give people a laugh. It's just with COVID going on, people are struggling. So if I can make one person smile a day, then hey, that's my job done.
So can you tell us how this book deal came about? Like, who reached out to you? How did it happen, really?
They reached out to me. They obviously seen something that I didn't, and they put a little team together to work with me and get all these recipes in there. And in the book, there's something in there for everyone. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, there's chicken, there's pork, there's kangaroo. There's Indigenous favourites as well, so there's definitely stuff in there for everyone. There's over 200 recipes in there.
Yeah, great. And where can our listeners find your book?
They can order online now from Booktopia, Big W have it online as well. After Wednesday the 7th, it'll be available in stores, like QBD, I think they're going to have it in there, and Dimmicks are going to have it in store as well. But even like a bookshop can order it in if you don't have the online skills.
So I saw last year for NAIDOC Week, you partnered with TikTok. How was that for you?
That was massive. Like, to partner with the actual TikTok, the application that I used to produce my videos, it was mind-blowing. Again, not in my wildest dreams, but I thought I'd be doing stuff for them. And, you know, the stuff that stemmed from that as well has been just mind-blowing. You know, I'm extremely grateful for the opportunities that present themselves.
Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners? Anything you want to get out there?
Just stay deadly.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.